Estás en Zorieta van Wyk. They're only two of the many, many musicians who are part of the Nieuwe Lof group of people. It's a movement working all over South Africa, empowering and teaching and inspiring worship leaders and worship groups. Hello, you two. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. We are well.
Hi, Janine. It's so good to have a chat with you today.
Okay, we're going to start off firstly with you two because we can never assume people know who you are. One sentence answers, please. Stas, I know you've got a 5-pager biography, but if you have to tell someone, who's Stas, the normal guy, who's Stas?
I am a worshiper. I love God and I'm involved in music and ministry.
You see, 1-pager, he's a guy. He's such a guy. Zorieta, you?
Stas, that's such a short one. I feel the pressure's on for me now. I'm Zorieta van Wyk. I'm a mom, a wife, a worshiper, and just a lover of Jesus and his people.
Okay, Stas, tell me, how did you get involved with Nieuwe Lof? Who called you first?
It was actually Retief Berger who called me and said we're a bunch of worship leaders coming together to write Afrikaans songs for the church. And obviously, if you get a call like that, it's very nice to be part of a community of writers whose hearts are for the Church of Jesus. And yeah, so that's how I got introduced to the group. And that was already, I think, 2023.
Really? 2023 already? Okay. And you, Zorieta?
Well, you know, it's actually a funny story. I saw what Nieuwe Lof was doing and I'm also just so passionate about music in the church, and obviously we are all worshippers. We just love when there's a movement like this. And I was so excited. I had so many ideas. I sent Retief like a 12-minute voice note with all of my ideas. And he just replied, he's like, I think you should become a part of this. Let's do it. Let's have a coffee.
And you said, you think? Wow, what a great idea.
Yes, I was so surprised.
Okay, so did you have a coffee? The discussion, I mean, it must be great. People like Retief and Stas and Louis and all of them, they've been in this for such a long time. It must be great to say, if he calls you back and says, yes, please be part of it.
That was such an amazing moment for me because, you know, I mean, I'm such a fan of Stas and Retief and Louis, Stella, all the people that is involved in this. And to be able to, as a younger worship leader, to sit with these people and just sort of just embrace all their knowledge. And they have such deep experiences in the worship industry and with the Lord. And to have the privilege to just be in their presence is so amazing.
Stas, how does that feel? Oh, in my presence, people are blooming. Huh?
You know what is so nice is many years back, I was a judge at a singing competition, and Zorieta was one of the contestants, and she blew me away.
I was one too.
16 years old. Wow, this is amazing. And then many years we didn't cross paths, and then when this happened, I was like, oh, this is the next generation just stepping up and just, you know, becoming a part of what God is doing in our country.
So who are all the people that's involved?
So many. Lou Brits, Retief, Guillaume, Renee, Zorieta, and Marissa.
Ferrei, still going on the Ferrei, yes.
Yeah. Who am I missing?
Reinhard Smith, Dion Meiring,
yes.
Lane Miller.
Ferreira.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Okay, but these people are like all over the country. So practically, how does this work? Do you have breakaway weekends or how do you guys get together, actually get together?
It's according to province. So all the guys on the Gauteng side, we get together, write together, we record together the live events, and that gets released. The same for the Cape Town guys. They get together for the writing sessions and then record together. I've got the privilege at the moment to be the producer, so I get the different projects and work with it afterwards as well. And obviously a guy like Louis goes through great lengths to be here for the writing process because it's where the heart, you know, is born for every project. So he comes all the way from Nashville. And he's part of the writing sessions in Gauteng and in Cape Town. And yeah, so that's I love it.
Okay, so Rieta, explain, like take me through a weekend. Here, Louis and Retief, I assume the Gauteng lot, that Louis just joins everyone and just visits them and does the circuit or something. But what does a weekend like that look like, a writing session breakaway?
Well, so we get together, and just from my own experience, I remember I was sitting in the room. We write something on our own, and then we play it to the whole group, and then everyone pitches in and sort of just help us shape these songs. And I remember the amount my voice was shaking when I was singing my song.
I can only imagine.
I think they were thinking, this girl has such a vibrato. I don't know what's going on. But just the it's so amazing, you know. Staz and I had a discussion about this, to sing these songs, and you know that everything that everyone says, your song is in such good hands. And I think what's also just so amazing about this is we come from different backgrounds or denomination of church. We do church differently, and we sort of just come together, we get together, and we write for the Church of Jesus, for the Church of South Africa. Which is just so amazing.
Stas, I do. This is just me being curious now. So Zareta says this is very daunting if you come there as a newer one in the fold of musicians, but you've been in this forever. Does it get easier to get up there and play your song suggestion to these people?
Well, yes and no, because the last writing session we had, I put, I think, two songs on the table. The one song I knew was a good song already, and I knew it was just going to, you know, be better after everybody once heard and gave the input. The second song I was excited about, but I was still, you know, thinking about making it better. So when you sing it, you already like, oh my goodness, is this going to work? So that is not easy. Because you know, you can expect, you know, input like, yeah, you know, maybe we should write a different bridge or write a bridge. So, you know, it's like, oh, what's going to happen now? But if you're confident in some of the songs, you know, it is easier.
But I'm sure you guys must have a great sense of humor sitting around there, because you've got to be so nice to one another to be able to criticize one another's babies.
Listen, it's a bunch of communicators in one room. And they're so used to communicating to churches and people and groups and masses, you know. So, you know, just starting with Louis, but there is so much humor in the room already. And then everybody is just on their best.
Not best behavior. They Flintstones, the menorah blades, all of them. Definitely. Yeah. I could just see the little glint in their eye. Definitely. So, Zareta, how do the conferences now work? So I can assume that the guys who are in Gauteng will do the Pretoria and maybe the Bloemfontein ones. Well, who's going to present them?
So we have like a core group, which includes Staz, Retief, Stella and Louis. And they will be traveling and doing, they will be a part of the Pretoria one, the one in Bloemfontein and the one in Cape Town. And then in Pretoria, we have some other artists that will also be featuring and teaching. These include Thijs Brouwer, Marissa Ferreira, myself, in Cape Town, you know, Franco Gagliano, Anik, Jordan, Lisa, Liversage, all those people will also be a part of that. So, and I think it's going to be I'm so excited for worship leaders like me to experience these people like I get to experience them.
Yeah. Stas, do you think the worship leaders and their teams, do they still want to learn, or do they want to do their own thing?
You know, just before this interview, I was, you know, running that through my mind, and I just know, being a person who goes out to churches, who contacts churches to see, listen, there's a gap between the pastor and the worship pastor, or the pastor and the worship leader and the team. There's these gaps that we identify theologically, musically, experience. And every pastor I speak to say the same thing. We need this. So knowing that worship teams really need this, I think there's a lack of this kind of thing, the conferences and training in general for worship teams, there's a lack. So when you mention this to a worship leader, they want it. It's like, oh, you're going to fix my problems with the team. You're going to fix my problems with arrangements, all these technical pains we have been experiencing. this is one of those moments. I don't want to say it's a fixing moment or a fixing conference, but all these issues are being addressed. So teams, if they become aware, they want it. If they are not aware, some teams, they want the solution, but they don't know how to get there. This is one of those solutions.
And I'm sure that these conferences will address the practicalities. If Louis is there, they're going to learn even some more about songwriting and that. And that if Retief's there, there's going to be heart included, the spiritual side and the focus and all of that as well. Zareta?
Yeah, there's going to be practical workshops like, you know, a breakout. You can choose to which workshop you want to go. So there's a keyboard one, a guitar one, and a vocal one. And there is people that's going to be, die mense wat dit aanbied, they are just amazing.
Very empowering.
And I was looking at some of the themes that will be discussed, and it is amazing things that I know I've struggled with, like imposter syndrome, you know, stuff like that. And those things are stuff we need to talk about, we need to be real about. And that is so real and happening within our teams and churches. So I'm very excited about that.
So I think if you're a worship leader and you bring your team there, you will leave in a better state, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Go back with some humble worship leaders. That'll be great. Brought down to earth, humility, Viva. Okay. I must say, I know relevance is something that you need someone who's in it to know what is relevant to the heart of a worship leader. But I also saw that you guys want to record some music there, Stas. Obviously, as a producer, this is your baby.
Yes, it is. In Pretoria and Cape Town, we're going to have the first evening of every conference. We'll have a live recording. These will be songs that came out of these writing sessions that we took some time and we finalized. And these are the songs, the next songs for the church. So we will record that. We'll process it and make it radio ready, church ready in various forms, the charts, the multi-tracks, the MP3 for digital platforms. So every evening will contain a recording for that purpose in the end.
And then at the end, obviously, networking, getting to know the worship leaders in South Africa. It's good for a worship leader to know the rest of them, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. I'm one of those guys. In the past, I have really not engaged. For many years, I did not engage with other worship leaders because we were so busy doing what we thought God is calling us to do. And we did, but at the cost of relationships and networks. And so for the past 5-6 years, I've just been networking. And the more you network, the more you find your place in the bigger picture. If you're a young worship leader or you've been doing this for 5 or 10 or 20 years, you need to find your place and realize it's good to network. It's good because you don't know everything. And when you see a young worship leader from another province saying something and they're great at networking and you see, oh, wow, I never thought about approaching this issue like that in God's kingdom and my own team. Wow, I should get out more. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And you find your place and you realize, oh, wow, you know, worship does not revolve around my team only. It's so much broader and different styles and colors and people and languages. It's amazing.
I like that. Nivelof invites you to get out more. That's, yeah, definitely. So Rita, people want to know, before we give the contact details, I do want to give you the opportunity. This is nice that you're now part of something like that. Now you've got a nice, like a platform. And if you're not going to be a speaker at the conference itself, I want to say, here's a platform. Speak to South Africa, to the worship leaders and the worship groups. I'm not talking about an invitation to attend the conferences. What's on your heart that in your years of leading worship and being a worshiper yourself, you think, if we could get this right, what would it be?
No pressure, right?
Absolute pressure.
You know what? As worship leaders, we have this responsibility, and with that, this opportunity to lead our congregations in conversation with the Lord. And we should continue to search for ways to do that even better and more effective. The responsibility is huge. And I want to encourage worship leaders to be aware of this reality, to know that we are not just on stage singing a song, the whole team. We're not just playing an instrument. We are creating a space for people to love Jesus deeper and to be more intimate with him.
Sure.
It's been something that I think is one of the greatest challenges for any worship team, is to somehow make it possible for people to actually and truly authentically connect with Jesus, that they really look him in the eyes, forget about the worship team, forget about the church, and actually make a real connection. Music is just so powerful when it comes to that, but that is not easily done in a world such as ours. Stas, if people want to be there, if they want to go, when do they happen, where do they happen, and how do they connect?
So the team has helped me here. I want to say go to the website for the tickets. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. So nivelof.co.za, the tickets are on there. They can buy it very easily.
And yeah, it's like 150 rand a ticket. And that's just for your food. That's not paying anybody on the day. That's just literally for, you know, so you can have lunch and stuff like that. So it's not that much.
And the conferences are going to happen where?
So in Pretoria, it's at Doxadeo Ferry Glen. Then we move on to Bloemfontein at Levende Woord. In Cape Town, it's Vrede Lust, right?
Yes.
And then in June, we are doing Windhoek in Namibia. And that will be, I can't remember the name now.
New Life Center.
That's right.
I just asked Janine. I've got the poster. I can help you out with that one.
So if you want to contact us, just contact Janine.
You're not allowed to lie on Christian Station. Oh, my goodness. Guys, I'm very proud of you, because obviously God never deposits that, and he never gives you not only the talent but the heart, never just for yourself. It's always for the greater kingdom. And I'm grateful that you guys are investing in a next generation, but also just in anyone who's got a heart that needs to say soft in worship before the Lord. So may it be wonderful, may it be successful, may it be packed, that there not be space anywhere there. Remember your instruments, you need it, and nivelof.co.za is the website where you need to go to. Okay, well, we're gonna play you a song that has come out of the movement so far, the Nivelof Spill. These guys can actually sing, and we'll get to that now.